Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Mount Olive Baptist Church. This beautiful, is it winter or spring? I don't know. I mean, this week has definitely been very confusing. Got all sweaty a little bit yesterday and was freezing to death the day before. But it's so good to be here and good to have a great place to be in and great to have a wonderful group of people to worship with. As we're getting started today, I want to welcome all of you here, welcome any visitors we may have. I don't necessarily see any brand new folks, but we do have our Welcome Center back there. And I also want to draw some attention. If you'll look back there at the Welcome Center, on the wall behind it, we have hanging an AED and we have a medic bag back there. And he spoke to me and then had to run to meet somebody for something. But I definitely, Ashley and a number of other folks that helped organize and get that together and pay for it, I just want to thank him and just point to the fact that, you know, we are more prepared than we've ever been if something should happen to somebody here. We have a set of them here and they may end up winding up somewhere else before we're done. But there's going to be one in this building and there's one in the fellowship hall as well, another set. So that's just a great thing that we can all celebrate and feel a little bit more secure about. And we'll have some training. I know he and I have talked about putting that together. So something to look forward to if you are interested in knowing how to use it and maybe a little bit about CPR and things like that. We can do that as well. Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, there's also one out there. And the one out there, he said, right now is hanging right next to the water fountain on some of those hooks. So if you ever need them in an emergency, that's where they're located for the time being. We'll let you know if they move. So we do have some announcements, and all before I get to ones printed in the bulletin, Lisa, do you want to go ahead and come on up and make some announcements?
Good morning again. I've got a couple of things. One thing I want to announce, if you'll notice, there is a food supply list. We've done this the last few years for our Baptist Children's Home Food Roundup. We're opening this up for the church. This is a very worthwhile mission project that we can all participate in. I have a basket located back in behind the visitor center for you to drop off food. You're welcome to get anything on this list. Check your dates. Don't bring any outdated food. And if you'll look at your dates and try and get the furthest out date that you can, because they use this all year. If you prefer not to shop, you're welcome to do a gift card. They mentioned gift cards here. If you would like to give those to me, I'll be glad to deliver that when I deliver the food. So if you've got the whole month to start bringing things when you go to the grocery store, stock up and bring some extra for Baptist Children's Home. We also, I would like to request if there's any people out there who would like to teach children. I feel like are getting ready to have a lot of children coming to our services. So I'm trying to be a little proactive. So if anybody is interested, we need teachers for Wednesday night. That can start now. Wednesday nights during prayer meeting. We actually had extra kids this past week. So if you have an interest in teaching, please come and see me or see Chris. Let one of us know if you're interested in that. Our RAs and GAs currently are meeting on two Wednesday nights. We will go ahead and have RAs and GAs this Wednesday night, and then we'll talk about doing what dates we'll do those, and hopefully we'll have some volunteers that don't mind coming and helping teach those kids. So we'd appreciate it if anybody would like to volunteer. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. I also want to, on a similar note, you'll notice in your bulletin it's talking about the nursery rotation for worship service. It's a small thing. We don't have a great need for it right now, but again, it's always one of those things we want to have in place. So if you are willing to be on the nursery rotation list for worship service, see Pam Jackson or Suzanne Jones as well. Okay, so again, we're all excited, obviously, what happened last week and the calling of Travis. And of course, Travis is having his send-off at his previous previous church today, and that's why we're here in this little biddle zone today of us worshiping just us. And then he's going to be here to really begin his ministry. Technically, tomorrow is his start date. So we certainly want to be in prayer for him, and just I'm excited about this church. And I know the heart of the people that are here, and I know that God has some amazing things in store for us as we go through. Another thing I want to call your attention to in your bulletin, there is the Annie Armstrong Easter offering. We have the envelopes, and we have the prayer guide. So that, obviously, Annie Armstrong is all about North American missions. It's, you know, the home missions, we used to call them. So definitely consider that if you want to make a donation. You know, use those things by the end of the month, essentially, is when we'll be taking that up through. Looking at the back of your bulletin, you'll see we have several things going on. We do have our regular church conference tonight. I don't know anything big coming up, but still it's always good for us to kind of stay on track and handle those things. We have our family night meal on Wednesday night, like Lisa said, so come early there at 6:30 for the meal, and then follow with all of our Bible studies. And I guess mission groups technically is what's on family night. We have the Sandy Creek Senior Luncheon on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Best Food Cafeteria. And then we have like our choir practice, WMU Group 1, the Brown Bag Lunch and Bible Study coming up on March 15th. I'm sure John will let us know more about that maybe as it comes up closer. Youth Pizza Night and Game Night on March 16th. Praise Team, Deacons Meeting, Easter Egg Hunt. We're getting close to Easter, obviously, by the end of this month as well, and then the spring gathering of the Sandy Creek Association. Are there any other announcements that we need to make today? All right, if not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we again are just so thankful. We're so blessed, blessed beyond measure with just all the abundance of things and opportunities and just comforts, Lord, you just more than we ever need. But the greatest blessing that we have ever had and will ever have is the fact that you loved us enough to make us. You loved us enough to send Jesus for us. And when he died on the cross, Lord, he paid our cost. He paid our debt for the sin that we've committed. And just as we are here today, may we celebrate that. May we celebrate you and everything that happens. We just want it to bring glory to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand and sing our praise hymn together this morning.
Good morning. Today, for our call to worship, we will be reading John 1, 1 through 5. And it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." I just wanted to share that I have loved the Share a Verse Sundays that we've been having. And actually, I have been searching myself for what I would like to share, because my dad was known, especially at my house, for quoting a lot of scripture, and he would just come up and say, like, "Hey, Ellen, do you know?" And then he would follow it with some scripture and talk about it. And anyone who knew my dad knew he liked to share the same thing over and over sometimes. So there are lots of verses that just are sown into my heart that my dad shared. But this was actually one that was first laid on my heart to share during Share a Verse. And this week, whenever Chris asked me to come up and share this, it just melted my heart. So I say all this to say that God is so wonderful, and we often recognize what big gifts that he gives to us, but also there are so many small gifts that he gives to us. And this was a small gift in my heart. And he gives it to us out of his abundance. And I often envision him as having like almost like a garden of flowers. And there are all these different flowers out there of comfort and peace and humor and beauty. And he knows what our hearts need, because he's such a personal and loving God. And he goes to that garden and can pick those things for us and give those things to us, sometimes when we really ask for them and sometimes even when we don't, like this week. So as we move forward in this prayer time and we pray for others, let's remember that the Lord can give from his abundance, and that we want to make sure we remember those who are listed in our bulletin this week, and we want to make sure that we pray for them. And are there others that we should add to our list this week that are not listed? Okay. Then I'm sure that there are those of us with unspoken requests, if you'd like to mention by hand. Then let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly, Gracious Father, we come to you today filled with gratitude for all of the blessed things that you give to us each day. We praise your holy name and seek to honor you in all that we do. But Father, we also come to you today because this world is not perfect, and it is filled with pain and illness and sickness and stressors and sorrows and struggles. And we know that you are a God of abundance, and you can hear our prayers, and you will work to meet our needs while still filling to work to fulfill your will. Dear Gracious Lord, please look to your garden of abundance and pluck from it the things that will need to meet our needs. Comfort those who need comforting, heal those that need healing, renew those that need renewing, refresh the weary, give strength to the weak, calm those who are anxious, and meet whatever need you see fit to meet. As you pluck these gifts, please let our hearts fill with your love, and let us rejoice in the gifts that you provide for us, whether large or small, so that we may always glorify and honor you. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being such a kind and loving and gracious God that you are. And thank you for loving us and letting us lean on you. In your name of your holy Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Today, I'm actually going to be singing a song that I wrote myself. I'm nervous about this, but it's a great song. And at the beginning of writing this song, I was very happy. and lucky. I felt lucky because God had given me so many good things. Sorry. I told myself I wasn't going to cry up here. And then about halfway through writing this song, something that completely shook my world happened. And then I finished the song a couple days later. And then looking back at the lyrics, it really did help me get through what I was getting through. So I hope that you can hear these lyrics and also that they help you through whatever you're going through. Hold on. Okay. This is called How Lucky Am I? How lucky am I? I have a great life. I watch as the world turns, smile as the nights burn, and I am fine. My life is a mess, but I truly am blessed. My God goes before me, He writes out my story, so all is alright. Sometimes I wonder what the world would be like if my Jesus Christ had not come saving my life. It would be hard and painful, I would be careless and shameful. I would die to sins that hurt within, so wow, how lucky am I? I think to myself, how I hate how it to have someone betray me or lose trust completely and waste all my time. The pains of goodbye, how good it feels to cry. My God gives me feelings to feel all the good things too. I can't deny. I wonder what the world would be like if my Jesus Christ did not come saving my life. It would be hard and painful, I would be careless and shameful. I would die to sins that hurt within, so wow, how lucky am I? How lucky am I? How lucky am I? To have you in my life. How lucky am I that you saved my life? From broke now to healing and numb now to feeling, you are so divine. The pain is so real, but you know how it feels. That gives my heart hope to know I'm not alone. You have me this time. Oh, how lucky am I? Thank you.
Has an offer.